love you. Bye.
Song you were talking about before, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. It's a little Lana Del Rey.
Okay.
This is what the kids are listening to these days.
You wouldn't know what the kids were listening to if they were playing it right in front of you.
I'm very contemporary in my music selection.
What are you talking about? Dave and I went to see Selena Gomez on Monday. It was a fantastic concert.
The night before we went to a rave. What are you talking about, Drew?
Yeah,
what we do.
I'll tell you what. There's one thing I like about Dave being in studio is I'm no longer the oldest guy on the show at this point.
Well,
in time.
Maybe not your actual age, but I would suggest that you're probably a little bit older than me.
You mean what, like metaphysically or?
Yeah, metabiblically, actually.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. Whatever, maturity is a maturity issue.
That's a very good point.
Separate issue altogether.
I'm getting more...
Hey, Tim, who looks older, Drew or I? Come on, Tim, we're putting you on the spot. Let's go. Right now.
Remember who you have to spend every Saturday with,
Timmy?
Tim, while you answer this question.
I'd prefer not to answer that, sorry.
Timmy.
The reality is, Dave is... like a fine wine, he's just going to get better with age.
Here we go.
He's going to be like a George Clooney.
Oh,
George Clooney. I mean, does he age? That guy. He's still. I think he still wins like sexiest man. Of the year for
which is coincidental because I just win sexiest man of a Leo curve, which is not a bad award to win.
It's not tough, but.
Tell you what, Richard's never leaving again. I can assure you now. When he hears the audio of this, I can assure you, Richard is never leaving again. Some interesting comments
yes.
from the Canadian Medical Association earlier this week. They had their annual meeting on Wednesday, and the delegates at the Canadian Medical Association's annual meeting voted to, and I quote, condemn the complacency of NHL team owners when it comes to violence in the sport of hockey. I'd like to condemn the grandstanding of the Canadian Medical Association's delegates for sticking their nose in this issue. If they want to talk about concussions and they want to talk about research on concussions, I'm fine with that. But why are they talking about, why are they voting to condemn the complacency of NHL team owners for any reason aside from getting us to talk about and getting an article about written about it in the national newspapers?
And Drew, the problem with what the Canadian Medical Association, is doing here is it's misguiding the narrative. And the reality is that the NHL and Hockey Canada and Hockey Manitoba and, hockey organizations across Canada and the U.S. and, and elsewhere are doing a good job of addressing what's going on. Now, for them to come out and with these strong words, I think is dangerous. And, we know that Hockey Canada has raised the age in which body checking is allowed. Now there's a ban on body checking until the Bantam age group, which is 13. It used to be 12. That's across the board. So in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, everywhere, kids aren't going to be hitting until 13. It used to be 12, okay? And Ken Campbell wrote about this in the Hockey News, and we tried to get him on last week. Unfortunately, we couldn't, but this is what promoted this debate, and that's why we wanted to get everybody else's opinion who's listening, people that have played hockey, people that have kids in hockey. And, body checking in hockey is an essential part of the game. I think we'd all agree on that. If anybody remembers during the 2000 playoffs when the Devils won, Scott Stevens won the Conn Smythe Trophy because of his body checking, okay? And it was clean.
Well,
the problem...
It wouldn't be clean today. It was clean back then, but it wouldn't be clean today.
I don't agree with that, but we'll...
No. I mean, you can dispute the rule, but there's no
if you're talking about the Eric Lindros hit, which I think you are...
If he laid out that hit today, he'd be suspended for a lengthy number of games.
It's quite possible, but what I'm saying is Scott Stevens was a clean hitter in general.
Back in his day, he was considered
a clean
hitter.
So what I'm saying is that, to be a clean hitter, just like Douglas Murray, like Mark Fistrick, like Zach Bogosian, Mark Stewart on the Jets is another physical defenseman, Jacob Trouba, body checking is an essential part of the game, and to pick... body checking out as to correlate body checking and concussions, I think is a big problem. Yes, guys get concussions from body checks, but most concussions come from hits from behind, from hits to the head, and that is not something that isn't being addressed. Bill Daly came out and talked about that. These are the guys that are addressing this, and I'm not, coming out and people are going to say, I'm just channeling my inner Don Cherry, But the reality is hockey is a physical game. And well, yes, it does get violent.
If the Canadian Medical Association had come out with a resolution that condemned fighting in hockey,
right,
I would consider that a lot more legitimate than coming out with a resolution that condemns violence in hockey without specifying what that violence is. That's okay. Just them, I think, trying okay. to make to get some headlines more than anything. Condemning fighting in hockey, I'd probably be okay with that because I think that the place for hockey and fight, right. Or for fighting in hockey has gone by the wayside. You right. and I tend to disagree
right.
on
right.
that.
And we've had Gary Lawless on the show before talking about that, and he would like it to be removed from the game. And, you know, the reality is fighting is not going to be removed from the game anytime soon.
I think it should be, we disagree.
All right, you're saying that you think it should be, but there's no indication that fighting will be removed from hockey. It's a unique part of hockey that's not going anywhere for the time being. Would you agree with that?
I would probably agree with that, but the reason I'd get rid of fighting is because I think the documentation about what hitting somebody in the head does to that person
right.
is pretty crystal clear at this right. point in time. I've never seen a report that you know, hitting somebody shoulder to shoulder really significantly affects the long-term health and the future life of that individual. Yeah, they'll get some aches and pains and everything, but that just comes with being a professional athlete.
Right.
I've never seen somebody get brain damage from a hit from a shoulder-to-shoulder hit.
Right, and you know, my issue is every time, you know, it comes up that, you know, we have to address violence in hockey, you know, a study comes out, whether it's a university study or the Canadian Medical Association, and we're not knocking the Canadian Medical Association. We're
no,
just
I
knocking.
Am.
We're
in this
okay,
instance.
Okay, in this instance, there, I think it's misguided what they're saying. And my point is that because fighting is in hockey now, it just is. I mean, that's a fact. I think every time this comes up that we should remove fighting, I think is misguided because what we should be working on is what we can control.
I don't think that is misguided. I think the Canadian Medical Association in this instance is talking about the wrong issue. If they want to talk about fighting in hockey,
right.
fine. I would agree with them. Yes, I think that they're within their rights they're obviously within their rights, but I would agree that their resolution makes a lot of sense. About saying fighting in hockey, punching one person punching another person in the head, the Canadian Medical Association, if they came out and said that has no role, I'm okay with that. I'm on board with that. But to come out and condemn violence in hockey, to condemn the complacency of NHL team owners is nothing but a pretty transparent attempt in my mind for them just to get some headlines
right.
and to get us talking about this. And for a group, I would think a group of doctors has something better to do. Go research what the effects of shoulder-to-shoulder hits are if you want to convince me. Don't just come out with a blanket statement.
Well, I think what you're getting at, Drew, ultimately, is that it's just a lazy way of doing things as opposed to being very specific and having an argument which you can focus on and which people could either be for or against. This is too generic. This is too general. I have no idea specifically what they're targeting. I just, like you, would say, well, okay, are they talking about all violence in hockey? Is a legitimate shoulder, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder hit the same as someone punching someone in the face, you know, from their statement, that's what you would kind of be led to believe versus your argument versus Ezzy's, you know.
Right, right. And I agree with you, Dave. And see, the issue is when a doctor uses their pulpit to make these comments, I don't think it advances the debate. And when you refer to an incident, which was one of the scariest incidents we've seen in professional hockey in a long time, that being Zdeno Chara's hit on Pacioretty, and everyone points to that hit, you know, and how they could have made more of an example of Zdeno Chara. I agree. I really do think that he probably should have been suspended for a little bit longer. And that, I think, is something that needs to be addressed and not, you know, saying that fighting should be removed from hockey or just generally saying hockey is a violent game. Of course hockey is a violent game. It's always been a violent game, an aggressive game. And if you're on the side of the debate that thinks fighting should be removed, or you think that hitting shouldn't be allowed in minor hockey until, let's say, 16 or even 18, you don't really have a grasp on hockey then. Because hockey is, by its very nature, an aggressive game that has elements of violence. Not everybody's violent, and you can, I mean, Wayne Gretzky made a career out of basically never being touched. So I mean, it's an element that you don't have to necessarily engage in, but whether you like it or not, body checking, you know, running a guy, at mid ice, clean body checking and fighting, where two guys know exactly what they're doing. I mean, when two guys drop their gloves, they know what they're getting into. Nobody is forcing them to fight. This is hockey here. This isn't if you want to play another sport where there is no chance that you're going to get a glove in the face, then don't play hockey.
I'm with you up to your point about fighting. I think at this point in time in the NHL, given what we know about punching somebody in the head and the long-term effects it has, I think that the NHL is asking for legal troubles to not remove it from the game. I'm not saying get rid of body checking, because I think that is a ridiculous premise to go on, and that would change the game.
If they take body checking out of hockey, it's not hockey.
You can't take body checking out of hockey. A clean shoulder to shoulder hit,
yep,
is perfectly good and perfectly fine, and I would never say anything. I would not say anything different.
Right.
The NHL, I think, I agree with what they've done about getting rid of headshots. Mm-hmm. So yes. I don't understand how you can get rid of headshots with your left hand, but at the same time with your right hand say, it's okay if you guys keep punching each other in the head. There is a disconnect in my perspective when those two things are compared to one another, but to say that the NHL is ignoring violence in hockey like the Canadian Medical Association did, and that they're complacent about violence in hockey, I think is unfair and grandstanding by that association.
The statistics prove that hits from behind and blows to the head cause proportionately way more concussions than fighting.
Well, that, what's a blow to the head if not fighting?
Well, a blow to the head is a guy, you know, what it's I'm like talking about elbow, is a hit to the head or whatever. And I mean, I always bring this back. I asked Chris King this question. This was, we were out for dinner one night. You were there. And I asked him about this, you know, fighting and hockey and the amount of concussions in hockey that are the result from two guys squaring off are significantly less, and he doesn't believe it's going to be taken out of hockey anytime soon. This is Chris King, okay? A guy that works for the NHL and has been there and done that. So, I mean, I always really take that to heart, because I'm not saying that, you know, this isn't going to be something that continues to be an issue. I think that we should focus on hits to the head, hitting from behind, educating young hockey players on how to hit properly, cleanly, and then try to reduce concussions that way.
Just to clarify Drew's point, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're not suggesting that a guy punching someone else in the face is causing the concussion. I think you're talking about the long-term ramifications of fighting overall.
Right,
correct?
Right.
Oh, I think that punching a guy in the head is also a good way to get a concussion.
Right, and that's why you got to have tons of respect for guys like Chris Thorburn and Anthony Peluso, who do the dirty work and stick up for teammates.
Drew's saying in his mind he would get rid of that.
If the NHL is concerned about the hits to the head that come in a game that cause concussions, how can they say they're not concerned about the hits to the head that come with punching a guy in the head? Well, and I don't totally buy the argument that, oh, well, there's very few concussions that come from fighting. I don't totally buy that argument, and I refuse to accept that getting punched in the head is a good thing for somebody's long-term health.
I'm not saying that concussions don't come from fighting, but it's a fact that less concussions are happen with fighting than, I mean, it's
I mean I know that they might say it's a fact. I don't fully believe it.
You don't believe facts?
If I don't believe the facts, or I don't believe the person who's telling me the facts, or I don't believe how they're reporting the facts may not be perfectly accurate, then they're not what I would describe as completely factual. There's certain things in life that there's no disputing. I don't fully believe when the reporting is questionable that you can consider it a fact. My point is, I think that punching somebody in the face is a bad thing for everybody. Body checking, legit, still should stay in the game of hockey.
We agree on that one.
Okay, let's go to break. You're listening to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show live on TSN 1290.